Hi, I'm Father Quan Tran. I'm the Episcopal Vicar for the Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs Office for the Diocese of Orange. I'm also the Parochial Vicar at Christ Cathedral Parish. And on behalf of the diocese, we're excited to have our new auxiliary bishop, Thomas Tan Tai Nguyen. And already he's made quite an impression on everybody here. And his parishioners tell us that we're gaining a holy, loving priest. And so we're all excited to welcome our new auxiliary bishop, Thomas Tan Tai Nguyen.
Now on DVD and digital download, a story about finding truth, meaning, and beauty in the last place they expected.
I can't become Catholic. What, am I insane? There's no way.
A film to encourage your faith and help you reach out to others.
I thought, this is just nonsense. These people are crazy. Atheism is much more rational.
Convinced, featuring over 20 of today's most interesting and articulate Catholic voices, including Jennifer Fulweiler, Scott Hahn, Abby Johnson, and Patrick Madrid. Get convinced now at convincedmovie.com. Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, high atop the Tower of Hope at beautiful Christ Cathedral. And wherever you are in for a treat. This is the show of shows because we have my dear friend Kathleen Eaton Bravo, who is the CEO and founder of the Obria Group, who is with us. Welcome to the show, Kathleen.
Thanks, Steve.
And welcome back.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. What a great way to start the day.
She is so awesome. And the Lord has worked through her, and we're on Empowered by the Spirit. And you have been empowered by the Spirit for quite some time. To talk about your passion for life, protection of the unborn. But there's a reason for that. And for many of the listeners who do not know who you are and have not heard of your organization, it's really important, I think, that they hear your story and what it and how this all happened. And so tell us about you. Where'd you grow up?
I was born and raised in Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington.
Pacific Northwest.
Wow. And then from there, tell us about your story on how you got so involved in protecting life.
Well, parents moved down when I was in my early teens to California, and so I jumped into the California lifestyle at a very young age. I went through Catholic grade school, Catholic high school. I have to give a shout out for St. Joseph's Catholic School in Bellflower. Awesome. Anyway, and through the process, I came out of a family that my father's was the Patrick O'Brien, the sort of what you would say the typical, everybody knew him in the bar and everybody knew him out there. He was a gambler and a drinker, and God bless him, he worked on and off, but that's sort of six kids, and we struggled. Our food a lot of times came from the, you know, the church food bank, and our clothes came from the clothes closet. But because of that, I was always very strong and opinionated, and I challenged them, and I left home very early, and I pretty much walked away from my faith and said, you know, I just never want to be poor again. I don't, you know, God wasn't there. 8 years away from the church, and at the end of those 8 years, I found myself in an unplanned pregnancy, and within really 48 hours walked into an abortion clinic, one of the large, went to Planned Parenthood, but at the abortion at Family Planning Associates, the two biggest, of course, here in California, abortion providers, and aborted my child. I walked out the back door, had a flat tire, had to sit on the curb. I always say that God actually sent in, you know, or maybe it was my guardian angel, but that flat tire forced me to sit on the curb and accept and realize what I'd done and what I'd just been through. And at that 20 minutes changed my life. Started wailing, weeping, crying, rocking back and forth. The tow truck didn't come. And I just reached out to God. And I said, you know, I'm not going to be able to live with myself. If you bring me, I know you're forgiven, but I can't forgive myself. And I basically, my thing was, bring me one woman that is feeling what I felt before I walked into the abortion clinic, and I can take her hand and say, you have options, you don't have to do this. Because, Steve, when I went to, at the time, this is aging us, went to the phone book, there was nothing there but Planned Parenthood abortion clinics. There was nowhere to go. And I went there, and neither of the organizations educated me on my options. And at that point, it wasn't to stop abortion or to fight abortion. My promise to God was, if you bring me that woman and I could shift her over and show her that she has options and she can do this and save that child, I'll forgive myself. And that moment, that commitment to God was to raise up awareness of abortion and to do something where women could come in and get an alternative, that we're there. They can find us wherever they're searching today. Of course, that's on websites and on their phones. And so that's what I've done. I've stuck to that. And it's basically raising up a model. Obria Medical Clinics started as Birthright, Birth Choice, and now Obria Medical Clinics, and unifying under the Obria Group brand. And I've stuck to that for 35 years.
God bless you. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're on Empowered by the Spirit with Kathleen Eaton Bravo, who is the founder and CEO of the Obria Group, formerly Birth Choice Medical Clinics, and she has done an amazing job. This is a message directly to you who are listening. You who are listening who have a pregnancy that's been unplanned.
Mm-hmm.
You who are listening who right now are deciding, do I keep my baby? Do I keep this life within me, or do I do something that I don't want to do? I know the Holy Spirit has called you to listen to this show right this second. Right this second, there is a choice for life. Jesus loves you. God loves you unconditionally. It says in Romans 8 that nothing will separate you from the love of God, neither present things nor future things, nor height nor depth, nor angels nor principality will separate you from the love of God. It is the love of God that made you tune into the show right this second. You may be the person right now who is pregnant. You may be the boyfriend or someone else who caused this pregnancy. You may be someone who knows them. Maybe it's a parent that has a child who's pregnant. But right now, if you're listening into this show, some of you have a decision to make. And what is it that you'd say to them?
The decision is, life is precious. You are a mother. Mothers are created by God to protect their children. And that includes the children within the womb, the preborn, the unborn. The society has separated life from what you can see and hear to what you can't see, although they say ultrasounds, of course, you know, brings that life in the womb to focus. But today, women don't have to get an ultrasound to abort their baby because of the abortion pill. So women are no longer having to go into a clinic to get access to an abortion. They now simply have to go on their phone and they can access the abortion pill and abort the baby in their bedroom and flush it down the toilet. So we're in a place right now, Steve, where this nation has moved forward into 50% and plus, 50% in 2015, so we know it's much higher than that, of first trimester abortions are being done by the abortion pill. The girl accesses through Planned Parenthood's telemedicine site or other telemedicine sites that dispense the abortion pill. She literally does take the pill in her bedroom, and she aborts the baby and flushes it down the toilet. The issue that we're dealing with now is a whole generation of these young women that their hands have become the abortion provider, and their bedrooms, or their homes, their safe place, their secure place has become their abortion clinic. So psychologically, spiritually, emotionally, it is those of you that have reached out that you have done that or have had an abortion also know that one of the key issues that we deal with is post-abortion healing. I am a post-abortive woman. I can say I think about my son, who I've named and spiritually baptized Toby, all the time, but yet I've used that pain. God has used that pain from when I was sitting on that curb that day. God has used that pain and for good, for his good. God has forgiven us, and we can take this part of our lives that is this sort of darkness and not go there and turn it around and know that you've been forgiven and you can forgive yourself. It doesn't mean you have to do what I've done. I made that choice to get involved in the pro-life movement. It just means yourself do what you can to move yourself beyond that and become healthier and realizing that, you know, I deserve more than this.
Amen. There's so many women, as you have seen for countless years. How many years now involved?
35.
35, and God bless you for each moment of those 35 years, who feel like they don't have a choice.
Yes.
And there are listeners right now who are trying to make a decision, and they don't want to harm their baby, but they feel like they have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to them?
That is the number one thing, is that when they come in, is I don't have a choice. And I can go through all the scenarios. It doesn't matter, because if it, you're listening, you know what you're feeling, why it is that it drives you to that abortion is your only choice. And I'm just asking you to step back and come into an Obria medical clinic. We're now around the country, but we're speaking here in Orange County, and Obria Medical Clinics are here in Orange County, is to step back and take a moment, or go online, go on and call. You can call me. My number is on everything. Go on the Obria group. It's Kathleen. You're welcome to call me. And to just step back and have someone walk with you through the process. You know what, Steve? Women that have had an abortion, the first thing they say, when I felt I didn't have a choice, if somebody had reached out a hand and taken me aside and talked to me and shared with me that I can do this, I would not have had that abortion. It is as simple as Christians, as Catholics, it's that simple understanding of taking their hand and saying, can I talk with you? Even if it means I don't really know what to say, but I can get you to somebody. So you do, there is choice. You know, the amazing thing is people are pro-choice. And do we ever stop and think that out of the three choices, adoption, parenting, and abortion, two of those choices are life?
Amen.
Two
Amen.
Are life. So you have options here. You have two beautiful options, parenting, adoption, versus the other choice, and that is, you know, abortion and a darkness and a death of a child that will forever be part of who you are, good or bad. Some women, they go down the dark side. But most women that find us and are Christian, and especially within the Catholic community, we're very, 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 very strong in post-abortive healing and support from people like me and to your parish priests, your pastors, and ministry people within your church and the diocese.
I literally have chills right now, because I know that there are a number of women out there, many women actually, that are listening in who are with child and are struggling. And some of you right now are crying. You are not alone. You are not alone.
Amen.
Jesus said, I've come to give you my Holy Spirit so that you're not orphans. You're not alone. There are people that will take care of you, counsel you, give you hope, give you direction, give you a plan. You think there are no choices. There are choices. God loves you. And we know you love your baby. So tell us what mm-hmm. happens. They walk into an Obria clinic. Mm-hmm. What happens?
Well, we are a comprehensive women's healthcare clinic. And so basically there's a little tagline, is that we're compassionate healthcare. We empower women and we change lives. So when you go into an Obria medical clinic, basically we're a full healthcare. We do pregnancy care, prenatal care. We do OB care at an Orange clinic here in Orange County, up to delivery. We have an OBGYN in there and a nurse practitioner that are faith, you know, they're full of the Lord. They're full of faith and pro-life. And our doctor, Dr. Anzaldo, is one of the best known doctors and a high-risk doctor and very... He actually introduced my husband and I. He's just my best friend. So go.
Oh, wait! Here I thought I was your best friend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, forget that. Yeah. But anyway, please. Or, you know, we now are launching telemedicine where you could go on and download an Obria Direct app. And through that, connect through a staff person, through your phone, through a virtual medical clinic. Look, we are advancing in technology to keep up with the abortion side here at Obria. And so please do not think that you're alone. And those of you that are post-abortive right now, You can go online on your on web and access Abortion Changes You. It is approved by the Catholic Church. Abortion Changes You is an online site that you can sit in the privacy of your bedroom and go through the process. And at the end, there's all sorts of referrals on where to go to get help. It is phenomenal. It's beautiful. We are blessed to have it, and I endorse it all the time. Abortion Changes You is a place that you can start your post-abortion healing.
This is, we just wrote a book, Expecting Experience Miracles. There are many miracles happening right now for those listening in to this show. We're going to talk more about that and protecting human life when we come right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're on Empowered by the Spirit.
This coming July, join Bishop Tim Fryer, the diocesan choir, and priests from throughout the Diocese of Orange on a pilgrimage to Vatican City in Rome, followed by a Mediterranean cruise departing from Naples that will take you to some of the most beautiful and historic sites in Christendom. Visit the birthplace of St. Junipero Serra in Mallorca, Spain. Celebrate Mass in the famed Gaudi Cathedral of Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, and visit Pisa and Florence, Italy. For more information, call 877-538-0010 or go to occatholic.com/travel.
We can't accept this colored priest.
But the Catholic Church deplores double slavery, that of the mind and that of the body.
We want no Tolsons in this place.
I shall work at it and pull at it as long as God gives me life.
Get out of Quincy, go elsewhere, get!
May I never give up.
Learn more at TolsonDrama.com.
See Tolton at Christ Cathedral's Free Theater, January 26th through 28th. For info, go to ccdramaseries.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Empowered by the Spirit. We have one of the great shows of all time, and we've done over 200 shows, and this is already one of my absolute favorites, not my number one favorite, and that's because of the importance of this subject, protecting the unborn, the importance of life, and we're with one of my best friends. Mm-hmm. See, notice how I said that.
Yes.
One of my best friends.
I'm never going to be forgiven for that.
She said earlier that someone else was her best friend. And, of course, I just choked. All these years.
Steve, I love you.
One of my best friends. CEO and founder of Obria Group, formerly Birchoice Health Clinics, Medical Clinics. And we've been talking directly through the power of the Holy Spirit. This show, again, is empowered by the Spirit. For listeners out there who have considered or are considering what to do with their baby, obviously it is so critical that you say yes to Jesus Christ. And when you say yes to Jesus Christ, you protect life.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And, you know, it's, as I shared just, you know, at the beginning, it was really sitting on the curb outside the abortion clinic after my abortion when I went out the back door. And, after, as I shared, being away from God for 8 years, I hadn't been inside a church. I had just walked away. And it was sitting there. And who did I reach out to? And I am here as a Catholic woman that was sitting on the curb. And when I reached out to God, it wasn't that I felt that God was listening. No, God was present. And I share that when I was rocking back and forth and weeping, God was holding me. And I felt it. It was probably one of those moments, not probably, it was one of those moments that I never forget. And when I was saying to God, bring me one woman and I'll change the word. You know, my dear, dear, dear friend, Father Leo Chilano, an Orbitine priest, when, and he goes way back with me many, many years, 30 years of this ministry. And Father Leo, if any of you know him, and I know many of you do, would say to you, you know, my dear, when you say to God, God, you can use me, by God, God will use you. And I really feel that at that moment when I reached down and God held me and said, I will use you. Because when you say to God, use me, God will use you. And that is a profound thing for me in my life, that when I know that I'm in a place where I'm feeling lost and forgotten and alone and things aren't going right and under spiritual warfare and battle, and I turn to God and say, God, use me for good. Do not let me gossip or say things or join the side. Use me, God. And you know what? God will not only use you, God will bless you.
My brothers and sisters, we're on Powered by the Spirit with Kathleen Eaton Bravo, the founder CEO of Obria Group. And we're talking about one of the most important subjects we could ever talk about, and that is protecting life. But as part of that is saying yes to Jesus Christ. To understand, when you say yes to Jesus Christ, you're all in.
Yes.
And we're all in here to protect life, to follow Jesus. But Kathleen mentioned something very, very important, and that is the spiritual warfare that we're in. Take a look and open up your Bibles, your smartphones. Take a look at Ephesians 6:12. For our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers, with world rulers of this present darkness, with evil spirits in the heavens. Therefore, put on your armor of God and resist. Put on your armor of God and hold your ground. Stand fast, clothed with righteousness as a breastplate. Shown your feet in readiness for gospel of peace, and put on faith as a shield to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. You have been and are currently every second of every day in the front lines of this spiritual warfare.
Yes.
If the devil and the demons and the evil spirits, which the Catholic Church believes in and
Absolutely.
Has talked about from the very beginning, mm-hmm. if they can destroy life, if they can destroy marriages, if they can destroy families, they have come a long way towards having their agenda fulfilled versus what God wants, which is life and of a happy and blessed and a marriage and a strong family and so forth. This is at the very front lines of the most important thing. The reason why mm-hmm. I was on the board for many years
yes.
and have been involved in strategic planning for many years with Obria or with Birth Choice at the time is because this is the front lines, and people have to understand
mm-hmm. that. Absolutely. First of all, I have to tell you that that scripture is my scripture. And there, I don't think I could go a day without reading that. And then it goes on to say, choose life so you and your children may live. You know, the life of our Lord, the life of accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Choose that life so that our children may live. And I hold on to that. This is a war of good and evil. This is a spiritual battle. Although we live that battle here on earth, this is a war. Do you know, it takes me back to when Mother Teresa, saint now, Teresa of Calcutta, stood in front of the president at the time. It was President Clinton and Mrs. Clinton, and stood in front at the Congressional Prayer Breakfast, this beautiful, you know, in our world, not attractive woman. Woman, but yet we know this beautiful woman. And what did she say? Basically taking her talk and looked at the president of the United States and said, no nation that continues to abort and kill a whole generation of children will survive. Now, when was that? When was Clinton president? So fast forward. And where we are today, January 22nd of 2018, this is the 45th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, and 60 million children have been slaughtered in the womb. We must take that scripture, because if we do not have and believe in that God created life and the sanctity of life, and realize that if we don't reach out to these women that are hurting, reach out a hand and take care of them. How can we take care of them? We must unify this pro-life movement under a brand that can go against and stand up to, of course, what we know, the largest brand ever, 100-year-old brand of Planned Parenthood. People say, oh, it will never happen. We cannot do this. But if we don't have an option for a woman to go to, you can go to her and say, don't do this, but where do you take her? The importance of this is, the armor of God and marching in faith also means we must do something. We can't just say, I believe. God calls us to action in that, to march forward. Steve, that scripture not only protects us and says we're putting on the armor of God and we can accept the attacks coming at us, but he says, move forward. We march forward in a battle, and the battle of today and the battle since Roe versus Wade 45 years ago, the battle is that we must, as Mother Teresa said, stop and fight for the protection of the unborn.
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My brothers and sisters, it is not a coincidence that you are listening in. It is not a coincidence. If not you, then who?
Mm.
If not you, then who?
Amen.
In 2 Timothy 2:4, or 4:2 rather, it says, proclaim the word, be persistent, whether it be convenient or inconvenient. Convince, reprimand, encourage through all patience and teaching. My brothers and sisters, you must say yes to Jesus and say yes to protect life. So many of us in this culture, we don't want to offend people.
Mm.
We don't want to be controversial. We go out of our way not to bring it up. But the reality is, when you bring it up, you are saying yes to Jesus. When you bring it up, you are like the John the Baptist that
Absolutely.
Basically says, hey, I put my life on the line here, my friendship's on the line. We are held responsible. In Acts 20:25, Paul says, no one can put their blood on my doorstep because I never shrank from proclaiming the truth about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Think about that.
Think about it.
Their blood is on your doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
When you had an opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to say something to somebody about life, about protection of the unborn, and you choose to say nothing,
mm-hmm.
you're part of the whole process, whether you like it or not.
Yes. And, you know, I think we have to say, how many times have I heard within the church and coming out of church? How many times have you heard, have all of us heard, I am pro-life and I am Catholic and I'm a Christian and I believe, but I'm one of those people that does not believe that I have the right to put my faith and my Christian views and give that to other women who are walking their own walk and we don't walk in their shoes. So who are we to tell them what to do? Do you know what? I'm going to tell you, we are going to be in front of God one day. And do you think that's going to fly in putting it basic? Do you think when you look at the Lord and say, what did you do? What did you do? We are going to be held accountable for 60 million babies aborted. And I don't think that, well, you know, I was very pro-life, but I didn't want to rock the boat. No, we are called as God's warriors and disciples of today. We are the apostles of today. And if we don't speak truth, regardless of the attacks that will come against us, then we will have to answer to that when we meet our Lord. And I believe that. And God is either going to say, what did you do? And you tell him, well, this is what I did. Or he's going to turn and say, well done, true and faithful servant. And I don't know about you all, but I want to be on the well done, true and faithful servant side.
I want to hear those words. Exactly right. You know, here we are in this season of Christmas, a season of giving, a season of making a difference mm-hmm. in other people's lives. I can't think of how you can make a difference more than proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, because they need to know that Jesus loves them unconditionally. He died on the cross for them. He rose again so that they may have eternal life. But they need to know the good news about life and about the importance of living that life. Take a look at Romans 10, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. How beautiful are those feet, your feet. Take a look at your feet, if you can, wherever you are. Take a look at your feet. Those are the feet that bring good news. It says thus on verse 10:17 on Romans, faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. You cannot be silent.
You cannot
be silent. You must speak up.
You must speak up. You must speak up. You know, there's another scripture that has always, and people don't really talk about it, in Luke. You know how we study the words, the last words of Christ when he was walking the path to Calvary. And when the women came to him in Luke, in the Gospel of Luke, when the women came to him and were weeping, he said, do not weep for me, but weep for the women to come who will rejoice about on their barren wombs. Oh my gosh. Barren wombs, infertility in our nation is out of control. Why? Because of contraception, because of lifestyles, because of abortion. And Jesus walking to Calvary, it was so important to him then, knowing what the future is bringing. Weep for the women of today. He was speaking of today.
My brothers and sisters, we are in a crisis mode in the United States, throughout the world, but you can make a difference in protecting life. saying yes to Jesus. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're on Empowered by the Spirit. We're going to be right back to talk more about protection of life and what you can do about it.
Join us for Catholic Night at Honda Center, February 9th, as we watch the Ducks take on the Edmonton Oilers at 7 p.m. And join our Catholic Trinity League schools as they play a special exhibition immediately following the Ducks game. Your ticket will include access to the special game as well. Don't miss the Modern Day High School Choir perform the national anthem along with Don Wright. The first 500 tickets purchased through this special offer will come with a limited edition Anaheim Ducks Catholic Night hat. To purchase tickets, call 714-282-3045 or visit anaheimducks.com/Catholic Night.
Would you like an opportunity to read and discuss inspiring books by bright Catholic authors? The OC Catholic Book Club offers quarterly book titles reviewed and chosen by Bishop Kevin Vann. Every 3 months, members gather to meet the author and hear informed commentary about the book by local church scholars. Membership in the OC Catholic Book Club includes 4 books and tickets to the author forums. For more information, visit occatholic.com/oc-catholic-book-club or call 714-282-3045.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We are high atop the Tower of Hope, beautiful Christ Cathedral, and it is so great to have Kathleen Eaton Bravo, who's the CEO and founder of Obria Group, on the air here. One of my favorite people of all time, one of my favorite guests, talking about protection of the unborn, protecting life, living out your faith, which is absolutely so critical. If you're listening in, and you are listening in, if you're hearing my voice, God called you to listen in. And God said to you, it is not you who called me, but I who called you and anointed you to bear fruit, fruit that will remain so that whatever I ask of the Father, I may give you, and that you will receive this love. You may receive these gifts. And what are these gifts? The gift of the power, the love of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, to be filled with joy, filled with the fruit, and filled with the Holy Spirit so that you live out your purpose on life. As you take a look at Luke 12:49, Jesus said, I've come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. Think about the two men who were with Jesus on the road to Emmaus. And what did they say when, at the very end, after Jesus had left, were our hearts not burning on fire? Kathleen, your heart is on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ, on fire to protect countless numbers of lives. And we need to have people make a stand and make a decision.
Yes. Do you know, Steve, I was 28 years old, so I was not a young, I was 28 years old when I had my abortion. I was a mother. I had a one-year-old son. I'd already given birth. And 35 years later, I'm 65 now. And people say to me all the time, Kathleen, when are you going to forgive yourself from the abortion and move on and go do something? That's, I'm not, and they'd say it not, I mean, they don't realize kind of what they're saying, but when are you, you know, you've given too much, it's taking its toll on you. This is a battle, being on the front lines of this battle for 35 years. Oh my. And the attacks don't just come from the other side. Actually, the strongest attacks come within within our faith and from our side. And there's days I want to run. And there's days I cry and tell the Lord, I can't do it anymore. But God doesn't give you an option when he has you on a mission. So I have to say, being on fire, it is something after 35 years and at 65 years old. I told someone, I'm given 5 more years and then I'm done. And she looked at me and she says, first of all, you don't tell God when you're done. God tells you when you're done, and that's when he takes you home. In other words, that call is you must carry the fire in your heart for this mission until your last breath. And if we don't, then Satan wins. So you talk about the fire. I'm tired. I'm an old lady. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm tired, but that does not stop me from keeping that fire burning and that passion to every day stand up and say, today If one woman hears the message, or we reach out, or someone in the church, or you happen to be anywhere and you are faced with a situation, reach out a hand and say, you don't have to do this. There's options. I remember, and bring them to Obria, but I remember one time I was speaking. Actually, I was speaking at our dear friend, Ralph Linsmeyer. We're talking about him at home, and they had brought in about 100 people to show up in their home. And I was sharing, talking to parents. We went out to the high schools, the Catholic high schools. And so they came, and it was St. Patrick's Day, and we said, we'll feed you. You know, the Linsmeyers will make you the beautiful Irish, dinner on St. Patrick's Day. And I was speaking on, educating your children and your teens on life and chastity, abstinence, and the beauty of how their body is created, and the fertility. And at the end, I remember a father walked up to me and said, because it reminded me about what you were reading, the father said to me, I don't know how to talk to my daughter about sex, about abstinence, about life, about abortion, and what to expect out there. I don't know how to speak to her, so I haven't. And I looked at him and I said, if not you, who? Today, you've challenged and I'm challenged. If you hide because you're afraid, because abortion is so divisive and controversial, and you don't want to take on your neighbors, and you don't want to be known as a crazy pro-life Catholic, if you do not step into the place where God has put you at that moment and stand up for the sanctity and dignity of the most vulnerable, the unborn, if you choose not to do that, if not you, who?
My brothers and sisters, you have been challenged by the Holy Spirit through Kathleen Eaton Bravo, through myself, Deacon Steve Greco, to say yes to the Lord without any conditions. You see, the third chapter of Revelation says it all, the Church of Laodicea. It says, I wish you were either hot or cold, but because you're neither cold nor hot, I spit you out of my mouth. It is time to get hot, to get on fire. Kathleen Eaton Bravo has been on fire for her whole life, I'm sure. But over the last 35 years in protecting life, it was my honor, blessing to be part of the board early on. And I think we've known each other. I'm going to think 15 plus years.
Oh, plus, yes.
Maybe closer to 20. And been part of her world and trying to support her for that period of time. But in supporting her, I knew I was supporting Jesus. Mm. I was protecting life and making this thing grow. And tell us about that growth, because it's an amazing, amazing story. When I started, I think there were four clinics, you know, perhaps.
Yeah, pregnancy centers. There were three pregnancy centers.
Three in Orange County.
Right.
And then tell us about the story.
Well, you know, I ran, at the same time I started this ministry, I also started my for-profit company to support my family. I have three boys, and my husband had been injured and couldn't work. So at the same time I started my own for-profit company that supported us, I started this ministry a year after I'd started working in the pro-life ministry a year after my abortion. And then 3 years later, God brought it to me that a pregnancy center had closed, and we reopened it, and one pregnancy center turned to three. And that's where we met. And that was really 30 years ago at that point, 31 years ago. And so when my husband passed away, and you know, the boys were gone to college that year, I decided to come over to the ministry as an employee at full time. And so I closed my for-profit, which was very lucrative, and I came over here. And my kids say this, my last one went to college, and mom's, you know, sold the house, and she pretty much opened up the doors, remember, and she had a garage sale and told everybody, well, just go in the house, and if there's something you want, tell me what you can pay me for it. It was, I just released myself from everything that was stuff. And my husband says today, if it wasn't the fact that she really loves me, I'm telling you, she'd throw me out with the trash. She sort of is not attached to this kind of stuff. So anyway, I started that. My words will say, and then all of a sudden it was like my mom got in her car and drove away, and we thought, God, is she living in her car? I was renting a room from somebody. But what I did at that moment, I came over full time. I went to the board and said, I'd like to come on as an employee, and I'd like to take this medical. And in 2006, the same year that my husband had passed, by the end of that year, those three pregnancy centers were medical clinics, and we advanced that model, understanding that if we're going to compete with the medical model of Planned Parenthood, if women are searching, especially millennials today, for health care, and they know about Planned Parenthood, we have to be able to compete with a comprehensive women's health care clinic under a brand. And so all those years I advanced the healthcare and the services we provided, from a pregnancy test to an ultrasound to STD testing and treatment to HIV AIDS to well woman care to cancer screening to pap smears to OB care. In other words, we provide more services than Planned Parenthood serves. And of course, we are minus contraception and abortion. This is true Catholic healthcare. In January of this year, I resigned from operating the clinics here in Orange County that I'd founded 35 years ago. I resigned and I stepped up. You know, people said, oh, did you leave? I said, no, I actually stepped up. For about 6 years, as you were aware, on our board, we had started developing a plan of what we'd created here, which was the strongest clinic group in the country, Pro-Life Group, and that we were challenged, and I was challenged by many people like you, Steve, to take what we've developed. What's the scripture? You know, do not hide it under the bushel basket, but to put it on the hilltop and share what you've done, share the good news, share the good work. And so we basically took it from under the basket here in Orange County, and we shine our light from the top of the hill. And in January of this year, we developed all the everything that goes along with creating this new business. I left there. I'm still the founder of those Obria Medical Clinics, but now I'm the founder and CEO of the Obria Group. What is that? It is the umbrella group under a trademarked brand, Obria. So think of Cecil Richards, head of Planned Parenthood. And she is head of Planned Parenthood National, and underneath her are 800 affiliates, all DBAing as a Planned Parenthood. It's under a brand, everybody, a 100-year-old brand. To make this, to win this, the pro-life faith-based movement must create a brand. Sure, they're 100 years old, but we've got God. So we created Obria. I am the CEO. It is the umbrella company. And now pro-life medical groups around the country are doing business as an Obria. They are coming under the brand. And currently, in just 9 months, 8 months, and currently we have 22 or 24 clinics and another 30-some in process. We really feel by the end of next year, we will have, our goal is to have over 100 Obria medical clinics under our umbrella, the Obria Group, comprehensive women's healthcare clinics. So ladies and gentlemen that are listening, understand this. When you hear the battles going on that we can't defund Planned Parenthood because there's no alternative, that alternative is called the Obria Group. That alternative is called Obria Medical Clinics. That alternative is up and running. And people like David DeLayden, who exposed Planned Parenthood, and Lila Rose are on my national board, our ambassadors. Marjorie Dannenvelser, Susan B. Anthony. These are great Catholic people. Chuck Donovan at the Charlotte Lozier Institute in Washington, D.C., doing deep research and giving me information on how to do this and how to stay at that level where we can, you want to say, battle good and evil, Planned Parenthood and Obria. And we have now been recognized, Steve, and I'm headed to Washington, D.C. for the, during January, the 45th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. And we've now been recognized as the brand, the umbrella group, the pro-life model, the Obria Group, to compete. And bottom line is, how do we win this? We can't overturn Roe ourselves. We have to understand that we can beat them at their game as a competitive business model, which everybody goes, but you know, everything's, the church is a business, a competitive business model of comprehensive women's healthcare clinics within their community under a brand, and get those patients out of Planned Parenthood and into our clinics. And that's how we win. You see, it's, what do you say? The two hamburgers, you know, you got an In-N-Out and you got a McDonald's, and they compete, and In-N-Out wants to bring people out of McDonald's. I'm just using that as a, you know, into In-N-Out. We want to bring patients out of the Planned Parenthood across the street and into the Obria Medical Clinic with full services to meet them upstream, to get them off the slippery slope of having sex where you think there's no consequences, there is. Get them before they end up in a crisis pregnancy and unplanned pregnancy, and change their lives, because we are faith-based, we are loving, we are supporting, and we are going to win this battle by that boots-on-the-ground model.
My brothers and sisters, we're empowered by the Spirit. We're talking about the miracle of the Obria Group. It is absolutely incredible. We're going to be right back to talk more about your role in protecting life.
The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1 acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gem of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102. 714-489-6102.
Welcome back. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Powered by the Spirit. We have been having an amazing discussion, a discussion that changes life, with Kathleen Eaton Bravo, the CEO, founder of the Obria Group. And it is absolutely incredible what the Holy Spirit, what Jesus has done. I was so fortunate to be a member of the board for many, many years and part of the strategic planning committee. And you have fulfilled the vision that we had on the board at that time, and this with this clinic, by having this national brand, this national organization. But like anything else, you need volunteers, need financial, time, talent, treasure.
Yes.
You know, the stewardship model within the Catholic Church. You need people to step up and help. And this final segment here of our show, I'd like to focus on what can our listeners do to help protect life, to volunteer, to financially support mm-hmm. you. What are the many things that they can do?
Well, basically, you shared it and stated it. I, at the national level, I'm the umbrella group. And so I work now out of my home. And my staff is all around the country. So, you know, I have affiliate directors that are in now 5 states. We'll soon be, by the end of January, we'll be in 8 states. And growing. Our goal is to look at do Google Earth and say where all the Planned Parent is. And you can imagine where they are. They're in those states that are very liberal, I guess is the word. I hate tagging or using, but bottom line, it's in those states where there's not a strong, so Christian influence in speaking out on this issue. And there's a very, very, very high numbers of abortions. In fact, I want to tell you, Steve, that out of all the abortions, a million and two abortions in this country, almost half of them are done in 2 states, California and New York. So what we're doing is my research is bringing, you know, getting people to help us to say, we're going to come on board and we're going to help you with doing your social media. You know, I'm not on Instagram. So if anybody's out there and says, I know how to write and I'll take over and I'll do postings on your Facebook and I'll keep the message going out there on Instagram and social media, I need that person and I don't have time to find them. A volunteer or even a little stipend to pay for your support would be awesome. But it's really reaching out to those people, that says, how can I help? I just got an email from a young woman, who was raised in Harlem. And she raised herself up out of Harlem. She just graduated from Columbia Law School. She is Catholic. She's reached out. She's been involved in the pro-life movement. It's the pregnancy center. She said, we need to do more today. The pregnancy center is a pregnancy test and an ultrasound when abortion in the first trimester is now done via the abortion pill on the smartphone, on their phone. We need this comprehensive care. I researched, I found you, and now we're communicating. And she's volunteering to review my posts, my emails, and I did a white paper. She reviewed the white paper. She's brilliant. So in other words, everybody can do something. Second thing is pray, pray, pray. The spiritual battle the darkness can be so, could be all consuming, but it puts me in prayer in the middle of the night. And of course the rosary and Our Lady. And of course yesterday Our Lady of Guadalupe, she's all over my home. And the third thing is financial. Look, creating the telemedicine, app that is telemedicine on the phone. When a girl searches, we come up. Obria comes up on her smartphone, which is where abortion is today. First trimester abortion is on the girl's phone. She doesn't have to go to a website. She searches abortion. Planned Parenthood's telemedicine app comes up, and now Obria Direct comes up. We are on the phone. But that program itself has cost us almost $800,000, and we're now in the middle of a $100,000 upgrade because technology changes. We've actually had to pull it down, and we're revamping, integrating our systems into electronic health records to better track and be able to get information. Is our marketing working? Where are they coming from, and how do we reach them? $65,000 is needed to integrate our electronic health records to the phone and to our web. In other words, she clicks and it goes directly into our HR system where we can get back to her, follow up with where is she and what is her need. I know it's a lot to talk about with technology, but it's expensive. And so I'm constantly, we stop because we don't have the funds to integrate our system. The second thing is I need to hire staff people to go. I'm right now traveling all the time. Every one of those new affiliates, I've met with them. And to raise the funds, to hire the staff, the continued staff to go out. We have a list of pregnancy center clinics around the country that want to meet, that want to talk, open up discussion to start the vetting process. And it's just me. Because I don't have the funding to hire that one or two or three other people to go out instead of me and bring them to the table and do the process of vetting and get them under a contract to say we're ready to go. So I need help.
My brothers and sisters, this is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit with Kathleen Eaton Bravo, CEO, founder of the Obria Group. Take a look at obriagroup.org. You can also directly go to Kathleen's email at kathleen@obria.org. Get on the website. I'm sure there's a donate button there on the website.
It comes up, I think, the first thing, yeah, obriagroup.org. So, yeah. It's right there.
Is it pulsates, too? You know,
sings a little No, it doesn't. But
so certainly time, talent, treasure. You know, Obria Group needs your financial support. Desperately, the Lord has given you a certain amount of money. You pray and decide to what extent should that be given to the Obria Group. I strongly recommend that whatever is given to the Obria Group goes directly to protect life.
Amen.
And to defend the unborn. And I've been a major contributor for many years, in the past years. And I will say that I never had a doubt that that my money was being used effectively. However, in addition, on time, talent, and treasure, take a look at Matthew 25 in the parable of the talents. You have been given talents. The question is, do you bury it or do you use it for God's glory? And there are so many different things that you can do at the clinics in terms of supporting. Kathleen mentioned the importance of visiting other clinics, being part of development, being part of the expansion in which these clinics need to hear the message of the Obria Group to be part of. There's so many different ways administratively, communication-wise, social media. I mean, there's so many different things. Think about what God has given you in terms of your talents. And if you're part of the millennial generation, I mean, Kathleen and I are part of a different generation where, let's just say, you mentioned social media and we nod and go, yeah, okay. Don't know how that works, but I know it's there. But we know that we have to live in this today's age of communication and getting to the young adults.
Yes.
And getting to those who are the targets.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And so we need your help. If you're a millennial, if you're a young adult, there are so many things you can do.
Love to write blogs. I mean, a lot of you out there love to write and consider and write blogs to say, I'd love to write blogs and post it on Obria Group's Facebook page. You know, people say, oh, the Obria Group Facebook page. I said, yes, I know it's there. And I can tell you, I don't even know what the password is to get on. It's really horrible. I don't have time. So I need help to say, you know what? I can just work with you and start posting blogs that we'd approve and put it up there. Instagram is huge. I don't know how to tweet. I don't have a Twitter account. I don't even know how to do it. I mean, I'm being honest here, and I don't want to learn because I'm on the road. But I do know successfully if you could come in and help us and do one little part so that you can keep me out there doing what God calls me to do, and that is be on the front lines of bringing these groups on. And if you could come in on the background and say, I'll take this and do it from my home. Look, I work out of my husband's little office that's the size, literally, Steve, of this little recording studio. And my staff works out of their homes around the country, and we don't have a lot of staff. We have contractors and consultants and volunteers. So I need help to keep the message moving forward. And by doing that, you're allowing me to do what God's called me to do. And that is get in front of boards of directors of these groups, to get up on stage and speak about life, to challenge people. I'm headed to Washington, D.C. I'll be there for 3 weeks during the 45th anniversary of Roe, doing many things. And I have now a PR company, Catholic PR company, that says I'm going to do it for free. She's one of the top in the nation. But I'm going to have to feed her information. That means I have to stop and write it. And I'm not a really good writer. I can speak, but I have a hard time taking the time to put in words. So if you have any of those talents, and as Steve said, on top of that, to do all that, to keep that, our patient website is the number one. We all come under that patient website, obria.org. And when you go into that website, it costs money to keep that live, to keep those organic ads getting out there, to optimize it, to pay for meta tagging and page tagging and doing landing pages. That is not free, and it's expensive to keep our patient site robust, so that when girls search, our Obria patient site rises to the top. Every affiliate comes under it. It's huge, and we are growing. Think of this, what do you call, building we're adding and adding. You think of Planned Parenthood's big, robust site, and we might be small in comparison, but every time that new group comes on and comes on board and their landing pages launch in cities all around the country, it grows. You are helping that building grow so that patients are now being driven to our patient website, Obria.org, and not PlannedParenthood.org. It's exciting.
It is incredibly exciting. And my brothers and sisters, you have been called. You have been called by Jesus Christ. You've been called by us to say yes. And I want to say thank you for your yes. Thank you for your yes to protect life. Thank you for your yes to say yes to Jesus Christ. Thank you for your yes to make a difference. And I, on behalf of the world and all those babies that were saved, on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Kathleen Eaton Bravo, for your yes.
Thank you, Steve. You know me, you are my best friend. I take back what I said.
My status has gone up in the last hour. But, you know, it is so true, though, that God brings people together, and you've been such a blessing in my life and will continue to be. But my brothers and sisters, you have been called to make a difference. The Lord put in my heart, and I'm going to say this on the air, I was going to say it off the air, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Lord put in my heart that there are 20 lives that were saved during this show, listening to this show, that women who were considering aborting their babies now are not.
Oh, thank God.
And so we praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the ability to say yes through the power of your love, the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you so much for being part of this battle to win the lives and protect the unborn, to protect those that are your beloved. We thank you, Lord God, for all the women out there that are saying yes to you, Lord Jesus, protect their lives. And for those who do not, we pray blessings upon them and healing upon them. We ask, Lord God, for the power of the Holy Spirit to descend upon all of us and all of those fighting to save lives, fighting for the unborn. We say this through the intercession of Our Lady of Guadalupe, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And I bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We'll be with you next week at the same time. God bless you all. This is Deacon Steve Greco, empowered by the Spirit.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio. The Diocese of Orange is partnered with local travel company, Travel of Orange, to assist in organizing and facilitating pilgrimages to Catholic shrines, churches, and inspiring destinations worldwide. Find out about discounted travel rates, personal service, and customized travel experiences at key religious sites. Call 877-538-0010 or visit travel.occatholic.com to learn more. That's 877-538-0010 or travel.occatholic.com.